From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The government and airlines are debating whether proper use of a passenger screening tool could have avoided last month's attacks. The program is called Computer-Assisted Passenger Screening, or CAPS for short. It was designed in 1997 to prevent terrorists from getting on planes. But members of an aviation commission appointed by President Clinton blame the government for not fully implementing the system. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The Clinton White House Commission on Aviation Safety and Security thought they had come up with a great way to prevent terrorists from getting on planes.
It was our intention, the commissioner's intention, that CAPS was supposed to be used on absolutely every passenger and linked to the airline passenger reservation information system.
Jerry Kavar is a senior analyst at the RAND Corporation. He was staff director of the White House Commission.
When you made a reservation, you should have been checked through that profiling system.
The details of how the computer program detects terrorists are classified, but Kavar says one factor that would trigger a background profile is if a passenger pays cash on the spot for a one-way ticket, as some of the hijackers did on September 11th. That's how the commission hoped the system would work. But airlines haven't employed the passenger screening program that way. CAPS is only triggered if a passenger checks baggage. Kavar says that's one problem.
But I think the more major flaw is the failure of the government at large to integrate the law enforcement information together and pass it to the FAA, which could then pass it to the airlines. The government simply failed to implement the recommendations of the commission.
The Federal Aviation Administration is now working to revamp CAPS. Rebecca Trexler, an FAA spokeswoman, says once it's completed, the system will screen all passengers, those who check baggage and those who do not. Eventually, the goal is to integrate national security intelligence and passenger reservation information all in one system. But this is raising questions among some minority groups. Kareem Shora is a lawyer for the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. His group persuaded the Transportation Department to conduct a study to determine whether CAPS unfairly targets people of Middle Eastern descent. That study was underway when the terrorists struck last month.
The only profiling that we would oppose is that if you're basing it solely, and I must emphasize solely, on a person's ethnicity, religion, or any of the protected category under the U.S. Constitution.
Transportation Department officials say the study is obsolete now because they were testing security measures that have radically changed since September 11th. The DOT was not able to determine whether the CAPS system disproportionately targets Muslims or Arab Americans. But the agency says it's confident this screening system, as it was designed, does not inherently violate civil rights laws. Sam Podbereski is Assistant General Counsel for the DOT.
It's not based on a person's name. It's not based on their ethnicity. It's not based on how they look. It's not based on how they dress. The concerns were that that even if the criteria weren't discriminatory, the impact of applying CAPS would be disproportionate with respect to certain minority groups.
Airlines and the government are now delicately balancing their obligation to protect civil liberties while protecting the traveling public from terrorism. Carol Hallett is president of the Air Transport Association, which represents commercial airlines. In a speech earlier this week, she defended the use of screening. Hallett said failure to employ passenger screening aggressively, quote, may be directly responsible for the events of September 11th. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.